The sad thing is about Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is a beautiful country by the landscape, by the countryside. It has magic places, you know. It really has magic places. It's not far from the equator. It's about 5 degree latitude north. Goa is at 15 latitude north. Goa at the west Indian west coast, south of Mumbai. And it has also many, many great places. But I wanted to tell in short on Sri Lanka. I have been over the last years, I visited it about 2 times. And the last time I wanted to visit my friend in the jungles near Kataragama, a little bit outside of Kataragama, which is a holy place, a so-called sacred site, where also Buddha had ceremonies and sermons. And usually once a year, many people of Sri Lanka, they walk by foot. They walk barefoot or in very simple dressed. They walk towards Kataragama, which is the sacred place. I lost the name of this yatra. But they do it very simple and nearly naked, you know. But the setting was that they took the property from my friend, you know. They destroyed the property, and now you can find some more or less these simple houses, you know. It's not the houses even, it's a... And there have been some, I think, they have some bad stories going on there, you know. And he had some strange friends, you know, my friend. But I got shocked when I tried to visit my friend near Kataragama, with his nice wife, you know, and she was a sewer. She was sewing dresses, clothes for the women only. They were a nice couple also. But the house was gone, you know. It was gone. After 2 years, the house was gone. And not long later, when I left Sri Lanka, then they had the revolts there, you know, and they stormed the government. I'm not sure if they have any government now in Sri Lanka. It was a very sad story because the country itself is magic, you know. There are many poor people, but the countryside is magic, you know. The rocks, the mountains, you know, the riversides, the coastal areas is partly fantastic, and the national parks. They don't have that many leopards like in India. As I got to know, there were some people fighting even leopards, and they put the last elephant from some national park. They moved one of the big tusker, the last tusker of one area, which was called Sinharaja. Sinharaja National Park had the last big elephant, a tusker, and he killed a few people there. He killed, I think, 3, 4, 5 people. Had to move this tusker, and it was the last elephant from Sinharaja. But it's even so, it's a magic place, you know. I mean, magic places, national parks. But they keep it a little bit different than India, that India does it with national parks. India is very rigid with national parks. You can do some visit, but it's very costly. And usually many areas are totally closed to the public or to visitors. India really keep their nature, their jewels, the nature jewels, closed for the masses, you know. I mean, I know national parks in Europe, and that's a half story, you know. It's not so rigid, you know. But to say that just Sri Lanka, it's a sad story because the country could be a jewel, you know, a jewel. But it's so corrupt, you know. The politician class, the last head of state had to flee. He was fleeing then. He fled to Singapore. After 2 years, the house from my friend was gone. I was shocked, you know, and then I left Sri Lanka. I mean, I had a bad feeling with this.